Chapter 15. Now I can't write everything that was taught to my people, and I'm also not as effective a writer as I am a speaker. Because when anyone speaks by the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost impresses people's hearts. But there are many who harden their hearts against the Holy Spirit, so there is no room for it within them. So they reject many written things, regarding them as worthless. But I've written what I've written, and I think it's very valuable, especially for my people. I pray continually for them by day, and my tears wet my pillow at night over them. I cry to God in faith, knowing He'll hear my cry. I know the Lord God will consecrate my prayers for the benefit of my people. He'll make what I've written in weakness powerful for them, since it persuades them to do good, tells them about their ancestors, speaks about Jesus, and persuades people to believe in Him and to persist to the end, which is life eternal. And it speaks harshly against sin in plain truth. So no one will be angry at the words I've written unless they embrace the spirit of the accuser. I glory in plainness. I glory in truth. And I glory in Jesus, because He has redeemed my soul from hell. I have charity for my people and great faith in Christ, that I'll meet many souls spotless at His judgment seat. I have charity for the Jews. I say Jews, referring to those who I came from. I also have charity for the Gentiles, but I can't hope for any of these unless they're reconciled to Christ, enter through the narrow gate, walk in the precise pathway that leads to life, and stay on that path until their probation ends. Now, my dear people, and the Jews as well, and all of you in the farthest reaches of the earth, trust these words and believe in Christ. And if you don't believe in these words, believe in Christ. And if you believe in Christ, you'll believe in these words, since they're Christ's words. He's given them to me, and they teach all mankind to do good. If they aren't Christ's words, you be the judge. Because on the last day, Christ will show you with power and great glory that they are His words. You and I will stand face to face before His judgment bar. And you'll know then that I've been commanded by Him to write these things despite my weakness. And I ask the Father, in the name of Christ, that many of us, if not all, may be saved in His kingdom on that great and last day. Now, my dear people, and those who belong to the house of Israel, as well as all of you in the farthest reaches of the earth, I speak to you like the voice of one crying out from the dust. Farewell until that great day comes. To you that refuse to share in God's goodness or show respect for the Jews' words, my words, and every word that will come from the Lamb of God, I say goodbye forever, since these words will condemn you on the last day. What I seal on earth will be brought against you at the judgment bar. This is what the Lord has commanded me to say, and so I obey. Amen.